Perhaps it's because there simply is no accountability in government anymore, but the ongoing saga of our junior Senator Marco Rubio and his ever-changing moods comes off as more exhausting than it does infuriating. Having duly alienated his idiot base this year by at once crafting a compromise on comprehensive immigration reform, only to recoil when the Tea Party brought out its knives at the very prospect, Rubio now finds himself in the difficult position of rebranding himself as some sort of unbending absolutist. This should be fun. Actually, it isn't. Rubio's latest attempt at obstruction earlier this month, the one that pitted him against the smirking widow's peak of Congressman Paul Ryan's budget compromise with Democratic Senator Patty Murray, ended up making Rubio look like an unlikable amateur and Ryan oddly reasonable. In the minority, you don't have the burden of governing or getting things done, Ryan scoffed on MSNBC's Morning Joe, effectively calling foul on Rubio's obvious political posturing from the lower reaches of the Senate. That posturing was only made more apparent by the news that Rubio and his family had signed up for the Washington, D.C. Obamacare exchange and had accepted thousands in federal subsidies, the very subsidies that Rubio has been stamping his feet against for years. His office was quick to point out that Rubio was simply following the law, even if he didn't support it. But what's more likely is that Rubio is just gaming a sick political process that he's become a dangerous symptom of. That's entertainment.